Disseminating the concept of agroforestry to newer generations. Instilling people to plant amba coffee, mahogany, and many other trees all across Tanzania. And promoting organic farming. Here comes Gumbo Majuba from Tanzania.
We were happy. Life was good. We had a big family. We had everything we wanted. There was plenty of water. Everything was green. Everyone wanted to be near us. We thought we had many friends. We always helped them out. But they asked too much from us. We fear we would lose everything. This is the story of forest trees explaining their pain of losing its family members.
Did you hear the sound of chainsaw machine? In my childhood, I never heard this sound. This means deforestation. 33 years ago, I was living in Bagamoyo district, east of Tanzania. Our house was surrounded with green forest with the white beach of the Indian Ocean. I remember well when I and my fellow friends went to the forest and pick and collect so many fruits as we wanted. But later, things start to change when the area was sold for building residential and tourist hotels. Slowly, we start to lose our forest. This was a bad moment of my life. In 2008, I finished my studies at the Institute of Rural Development Planning, Dodoma, Tanzania, for environmental planning and management. 1 year later, I started to work with the Tanzania Coastal Management Partnership. I visited a lot of villages whereby I see charcoal making and firewood production, timber and logging business, as well as unsustainable farming practices. This was the effect occurring in our country, whereby current statistics show that every year we lose 400 kilometers squares of our forest. This is nearly to the country of Sweden, but for the difference of 50 kilometers square. You can imagine that area. After my education and see the effect of environment, I come with my organization, Amba Coffee. With the Amba Coffee, we have four interventions: agroforestry, environmental education, cost-effective clean energy of cooking, as well as beneficiaries network. By doing agroforestry as a land management farming practices, we want to establish forests around the villages of Tanzania, whereby small-scale farmers will grow wood and fruit trees, as well as root crops, legumes, cereals, and so many types of trees, as well as fodder for livestock keeping. With agroforestry, we believe that it's not friendly for the corporates, because it's not easy to go in the forest, which is surrounded by so many types of crops with your machine and cut a tree, but is very supportive and sustainable way of farming for small-scale farmers, whereby they can conserve their soil, increase fertility, but also they can generate income. For the sustainability of agroforestry, we believe this would be the suitable solution for reducing the impact of deforestation. Environmental education. We want to train our children in the school to know the value of having the forest by establishing small agroforests around their school, whereby they can grow fruit trees as well as vegetables. They can take those fruits and vegetables back home to their parents, but also they can eat when they are school. We want to prepare them to become the future guardians of the forest that we want to establish today. We also want to establish cost-effective energy-saving stoves, as well as biogas, as a way of reducing pressure to our existing forest, because now everyone is depending on using charcoal and firewood for cooking. But by giving our people with biogas, we can reduce this pressure which is threatening our forest. We want to work with the government and different stakeholders to initiate this kind of energy savings, because with amber coffee alone, we can't do, because it's very expensive. Our next intervention, we want to establish beneficiaries network, whereby we believe our beneficiaries can generate a lot of crops, a lot of fruits, but also fodder as well as firewood in their forest, but where they can sell. If we have so many fruits, can we leave them to spoil in the forest? That's not possible. So we want to create a kind of business way whereby they can produce and add value from the forest products. They can make juice and sell it in the supermarket. Just imagine you went to the big bazaar and find honey from Tanzania, which is product of the amber coffee beneficiaries. What will be your reaction? So we believe this is a sustainability way of conserving our forest. But also, toward the agriculture, we want to make sure that people, they generate more income, they generate sustainable food, and they reduce the impact of climate change and global warming. Because by cutting more trees, it means you allow more atmosphere, you allow more gases in our atmosphere. With Amber Coffee, we want to see agroforestry paying back well-being and fortune for anyone who harvests in environmental education. Here, I have a question I want to ask you. Is anyone in this room who has never planted a tree before? I want to offer you, and I have a request, with a little donation to support a afforestation project in Tanzania, I can give you this tree, and you can plant it at your home. You can generate a bright future to your children as well as your community here in Trivandrum, Kerala. Thank you very much.